there. Welcome to A Wee Blether About, a podcast from the Academic Skills team at UWS. My name is Linda Riches and I'm one of the Academic Skills Advisors at the University. Today I'm joined by my Academic Skills colleagues, John. Hi, John.
Hello.
And Carly. Hi, Carly.
Hi, Linda.
So we thought we'd have a little look today at a real fundamental academic skill, which I don't think we've really chatted about in any detail before, and that's note-taking. And really effective note-taking, why you need to take notes and ways that you can do that. So we'll maybe just kick off with Carly, just thinking a little bit about, might be an obvious question, but why do we need to take good notes when we're on our course?
Yeah, I think it's good to take a step back and think, why am I doing this, or why do I need to figure out a way that suits me to take notes? And there's different ways that you might take notes. So in lectures, it could be important because oftentimes your lecturer, they might have like a PowerPoint or some sort of visual where they have some information and perhaps you can access that information later. But it's good to take notes because they're likely elaborating on that when they're speaking and they could say some bits that are really important to an assessment or really important in understanding a topic. So getting those down in your notes is really important to make sure that you can look at those later, review those later, and comprehend them later. Also, just the process of note-taking can help you to stay engaged in any lecture that's going on or any discussion that's going on. And it can really help with comprehension, both in the moment by doing it and, of course, by reviewing those notes later.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And just, yeah, just like you say, to help you sort of be in the moment there. And often lecturers will say really interesting things that are not on the PowerPoint or those little asides. And you're like, well, that's the little nugget of information that's actually quite useful. Yeah, so important to do that. And also important if you're doing research, John, would you say, you know, in terms of taking notes when you're doing that, rather than just read, 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 and then not sure what you're taking notes on?
Well, because you're not going to have the well, I've never come across anybody with the memory to be able to cope with with remembering the sources of everything that they've read. So you would have to do that. I mean, as I say, you have to do that at undergraduate level and kind of if you're working on a master's dissertation as well, that you keep track of the reading that you've done. And that's one thing that's very important about notes as well, that you pretty much whenever you take notes, keep a record of where that source comes from. Or if it was a lecture, I'd probably start off any kind of blank sheet that you write with the lecture number, title of the lecture, the module that it comes from at the top of the sheet. Same for if you're doing any reading, if you're taking notes from any sources, give details of the sources, the author. I mean, okay, it doesn't need to be a full reference at that stage, but something that would allow you to find that source at a later date.
Yeah, so just actually being quite organised with your note-taking as well, having that those things that you always write down. Yeah, Carly, did you want to say something about that?
Yeah, I think what I always remind students as well, and I think we've all been through this process when we're researching, taking notes is so important because you might be reading an article or two or resource or two on a Thursday or Friday afternoon, and you're thinking, oh, these are really good. They're going to help with section one of my assessment. This is excellent. I finally found this literature. And then you close your laptop, you go away for the weekend, you come back and you open your laptop on Monday or Tuesday, and you look and you think, I know that I liked these. I know that they were good, but I can't remember how I was going to use them or why. And it's out of your brain. It's not going to be in your brain all the time. So it's really important to take notes because you can remind yourself and indicate to yourself how you're going to incorporate those resources into your assessment structure, into the plan, and which parts they're going to fit best into. So be intentional in the way that you take notes with literature because it can make the writing process a lot easier in that way.
Yeah, and part of that being intentional, I guess we can plug our Track Your Reading template, which can be really useful for taking notes when you're researching. So just that very idea that you mentioned, Carly, of, you know, reading something, thinking it's brilliant and then forgetting about it. If you actually use our template to just take those key notes, then when you go back to it, you're like, oh, that's the article that said this. Oh, that's the article that was really strong on this. Oh, that was the note I made about I need to follow this up. And that can help direct your research as well. So I guess if we sort of know why we take notes, whether it's in lectures or whether it's for sort of our research, I guess then it's thinking about how we do that. So I guess for a lot of people, would notes still be, you know, pen or pencil and paper? What are your thoughts on that? Are there particular ways that you can do that? Any thoughts on actually how to take those notes?
Well, it's really kind of thinking what works best for you. I mean, there are some strategies out there, you know, Cornell methods of kind of splitting up a kind of piece of paper and writing down kind of the, I think, keywords on the left-hand side. Is it splitting up into three? I think you're kind of a bit more of an expert on this than me, Linda, actually. But splitting the page into three, keywords on the left-hand side, main ideas on the right-hand side, and then a kind of summary at the bottom.
So you have a sort of, you just split a bit of paper. If you've got a plain bit of paper, just split it in three. So at the top, you maybe put exactly, as you said, John, you know, what the lecture is, the date, that kind of stuff. Then the main body is, you know, the main bit of the page are your notes, but you've got a bit down, almost like a margin down the left-hand side where you've maybe got key points during the lecture. You would think, oh, need to follow that up, or that's particularly interesting. And you can write some little notes there down the left-hand side. Mm. And if you leave a little space at the bottom and call that the summary, then the idea is as soon as the lecture's finished or as soon after as you can, write just a very quick summary of what that was about. So just, you know, instant in your head, what was that all about then? And just, you know, capture those sort of key points. And the idea is that then when you go back and look at those, you've got quite a structured note rather than a bit of a rambly note with things all over the place. And that works for some people.
Well, you can tell that I don't use I just write a series of bullet points and dashes
I like a bullet point.
well one thing I think it is important to say is not write in full sentences when you're taking notes. Sure. Because your notes are for you and you don't have to follow this kind of grammatical rules, a bit using things like abbreviations and symbols to kind of save time. And also as well, but when you are kind of writing your essays at maybe a later point, then you've almost made your notes plagiarism proof then as well, because you wouldn't end up kind of copying something that may have been copied from an original source or words from a PowerPoint that your lectures delivered.
That's true. Yeah. And other techniques you can use, so for example, mind mapping, Carly, is that something that you could use to take notes, or is that a bit more difficult?
You could use that to take notes perhaps on an article or something once you've read it a bit, but I think it is more commonly used probably for note taking when planning, kind of noting mm-hmm. down how you might plan an assessment. That's how I see it used the most, and that's how I've used it in the past. So you can always start by mind mapping on paper if you want to do that, but you do have access to Inspiration 10 as you could do with a student. So there's information on how you can access that on our digital technology page, I think, on our webpage. So you can check that out if you'd like to. There's some other platforms that are free as well. You don't have to use that one. I think there's like XMind and some other ones that might be free, depending on the type of device you have, if you're a Mac user or a Windows user. So there's a few out there. Just good to go. Have a look at them. And I think that mind mapping could be a really good way to ease into planning and note-taking with a little bit less pressure, because sometimes we know that we have a 2,000-word essay ahead of us and we have a blank Word document staring back at us. And that could be a lot of pressure. How does that magically become the word count that I need it to be? So if you start by mind mapping, you can start with a more playful approach. And then that is usually just by the click of a button transformed into an outline or a structure that you can use and then populate to become slowly your assessment. So that's one approach that is worth trying if you've not tried it before, or if you feel that you're more of a visual learner, if you prefer that, then mind mapping could be a really good thing to try out.
Yeah. And also worth us saying that if note taking is really difficult for you, if, you know, you're somebody who has additional needs, so if you're dyslexic, for example, and, you know, you don't, you know, taking handwritten notes is a real problem, there is lots of technology out there now that can help with that. So there's paid technology and there's free technology, isn't there? But if you're registered with the Disability Service and you're claiming Disabled Students Allowance, then there's software like Glean, which will allow you to record. And that's really good in terms of note taking, isn't it? Because it allows you to get a transcript of the recording, but then take notes from that, sort of build your sort of picture of notes. So there's lots of options for people note taking. If you're not claiming DSA, but you're quite interested in technology, is there anything, John, that is sort of useful that students could have a look at that might be helpful, that's maybe relatively inexpensive?
I can't think of anything that comes to mind. Just I was going to make a point about annotations, actually, which could be very useful for if you've got a PDF, for example, like a journal article, and you printed that off, how to go about taking notes from that. Because what I sometimes see when students are printing off journal articles is they'll read through things and they'll highlight things, but that maybe doesn't make for a very kind of accurate or very useful document for record keeping. And I think the process of annotating could help with that. So what you do when you annotate is you basically, you can do a few things with this, actually. You can kind of paraphrase content that's important, draw out main ideas, maybe make links between sections of the text as well. Yeah, and a good thing about that is you can put your reactions to the text in as well. So not just kind of this will help, I think, with the kind of critical writing element of assignments. Is not just kind of putting down or paraphrasing facts or keeping a note of factual information, but actually while you're reading something, putting down your reaction, maybe asking questions about the text, something like follow-up questions about the text, engaging with the text, making sure you're a more kind of active reader. And that's, I think that ties in quite well with note-taking.
Yeah, it's being quite active and involved in the process as opposed to just being quite passive. Yeah. All my annotations are usually question marks and why, this, why that. But it's those questions, isn't it, that sort of lead you into other places. Yeah.
I think UWS students get access to OneNote as well, which could be a way to digitally record your notes and keep them all in one place. It's quite a convenient tool if you prefer using technology rather than kind of pen and paper. And I think it actually makes it easier to keep everything in one place then as well.
Yeah, and there's lots. I mean, there's loads of technology options that students can go and explore. And you know, we would always say have a look at the sort of free and low cost versions first. Don't shell out lots of money for technology, you know, because there's lots of free options that would probably do what you need them to do. I think, like you said, John, it's very much about thinking about what works best for you. So what is your preferred way of taking notes, and then finding a solution that fits that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, so that's our kind of thoughts on note-taking for you. Be interested to know how you take notes, and if you've got any tips or hints for us, you know, that would be really useful for us to be able to share with other students as well. As always, you can book a one-to-one appointment with us if you want to discuss anything. If note-taking is a bit of an issue and you want to chat through different options, we're always happy to talk about that. And as always, we'd love your comments on the podcast. So if you think there's a topic we should be discussing, then drop us a line at skills@uws.ac.uk. So that's us for today. Thanks, Carly.
Thanks, Linda.
And thanks, John.
Thanks, Linda.
And thanks, everyone, for listening.